June. Birds chirping. Insects buzzing. The start of summer. Children playing. Summer brides having their wedding. The mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
Yes,
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who's your favorite little June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Monday, June 10th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I sit down and record a little bit about my life on a daily basis. Well, on a daily basis right now, and to be determined, and sometimes it's a sporadic show. We are on episode 140. And I believe I can actually, I don't know, I may be able to plan it so that the Pride 48 live show is episode 150. I don't know, it seems like you should do a milestone on those big events, you know? I don't know why. And I need to, I don't like to do a live show alone. So I need to find a co-host. I need to figure out who I want to ask to co-host with me. And it worked really well with Joey Buhecker and John Ong in the live event in New Orleans last year. John Ong is unavailable. I could always ask Joey, but then we need that third person. I feel like Joey and I are both very, I mean, not serious. We're both humorous in our own way, but we're kind of sarcastic humorous. And I'm more of a straight man, you know, who has ridiculously stupid things happen to me, or I get in weird situations, or I talk about poop or something. And then Joey has some acerbic, you know, like sarcastic comment to make about it. And I'm probably like, I don't know, playing straight face, straight laced. And then John Ong is just like, you know, he's like that really kooky, like, I don't know. And that, I think I blew out the levels there on that laugh. Sorry about that. Anyway, so I don't know. John's unavailable. We need, if I was to do it with Joey, I feel like we need a third, like kind of a kooky person to do it with us. So I don't know. I'll have to think about that. I haven't even asked Joey, so I don't know if he'll do it with me. Also, Joey has the biggest audio problems when it comes to doing live things. So it's always when you invite Joey to do a show with you, you'll hear him screaming at the cat or the dog. You know, and he'll be having problems with his Skype connection. I think Joey listens to this. I'm going to get a text message. How dare you? Anyway, I don't want to do your show. Fine. Joey, I love you. Anyway, so Joey, you do have some problems with the technology. It's okay. We all love you. We all love you. So I need to spend some time figuring out exactly what the content for that show is going to be and who's going to be on there. I'll probably just wing it. I have to drive to St. Louis that day. So I've asked Mr. Mike to fill in for me for technical issues. So we're going to have a walkthrough where I tell him, you know, I show him how to use the streaming server and all of that kind of stuff. He will be well prepared. Don't anyone worry. I mean, like you guys depend on me to be. I'm technical, but I always have mishaps. But so, I mean, he'll probably be 10 times better than I ever am anyway. So but I have to go out of town on Saturday and then I'm coming back. So I'm going out of town Saturday morning. So I'll be listening to the stream from my car. So I'll be streaming it on the car. I hope all of you have perfect audio levels so I can hear you all. I'll be in the chat room from the car and, you know, as much as I can. And then I'll be coming, I'll get home around, I don't know, 8 p.m. or something like that. And then I do Geeky Gay at 11 or 10, something around those lines. So it's going to be interesting for sure. So the weekend, I haven't even started talking about the weekend. So on the weekend, I know I mentioned last week or on Friday that the weekend was going to be really busy. Well, it went off without a hitch, but it was very busy. And I thought, oh, Saturday, you know, I'll be able to rest. Well, Sunday I'll be able to rest. Saturday's going to be really busy, but I'll rest on Sunday. No big deal. Well, first of all, just to kind of go over how Saturday went, we set the alarm for 8 a.m. We got up, we went to the gym, we worked out, we stopped, and we went to Fresh Market, which is a more of a gourmet grocery store here, and we bought the fillets because I was making filet mignon for my parents who were coming over for dinner Saturday night. And then we got a few other things. I didn't want to make the sides. I didn't want to cook anything but the steak. So what I did is I bought, Fresh Market has, just like Whole Foods, they have a whole section of like gourmet side dishes and breads and pastries and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So I got macaroni and cheese, I got twice baked potato for sides, and then the filet mignon so that I could cook those. And then we stopped and got breakfast and to take home. And then we took the breakfast home. Mark just, he doesn't like fast food breakfast. He doesn't like biscuits and all that kind of stuff. He prefers like a full breakfast or a pastry. So we stopped for him, or he got pastries at Fresh Market because they also sell pastries. So he got pastry for breakfast. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what he got, but he got something. Anyway, so we went home, we ate. Then I showered, and then we went and picked up a pie from this place called Fork and Crust that sells pies, and that was going to be our dessert Saturday night. And then came back, and by then, it was time to go to play Pokemon. By then, it was time to go and take Sydney to the vet. So then we take Sydney to the vet. And the thing is, all of these things that we needed to do were 20 minutes away from home. So we need to move to Bentonville because everything we do is in Bentonville or North Rogers, which North Rogers butts up against South Bentonville, basically. And we live in Lowell, which is way south of all of that. And so every time we do anything, we play Pokemon in Bentonville. The vet is in North Rogers. We work out in North Rogers, you know, everything. I work in Bentonville, you know, everything except Mark's job. So Mark works in Lowell. So we're really close to his work, but everything else we do. He even gets his hair cut in Bentonville. So anyway, so we go to Bentonville to work out. We come back home, you know, we then go back up there to take Sydney to the vet. Or back up to that area to take Sydney to the vet. Then we come back home. And this is 20 minutes each way, right? So, and the vet, you know, nothing really to report there. It was just her, you know, Mark always says they stick something up her butt and they don't even buy her dinner first. But it was the exam where they have to, you know, they have to stick the thermometer in her butt, take her temperature. They have to do a heartworm test. They have to do a whatever. I think a fecal test, they literally stick a spoon up in their butt and like grab some feces out of it and then test it for something. I don't know. So they did that, you know, so we were there for about 30 minutes, something. They weighed her. She had gained weight. So I'm like, Sydney, got to put you on the Weight Watchers. She didn't gain much weight, but she did gain a little bit of weight. But so we did all that, came back home, and then it was time to turn around to go back to Bentonville Square to play Pokemon. And then we played Pokemon. I got about seven shiny Slakoths, which is super cool because I only played for an hour and I only played for half the time. I played from 3 until 4:30. And then I turned around and I came back home because I had to put the steaks in the sous vide. So I put the steaks in the sous vide. I think I banged out a video because I had to make two Pride 48 videos this weekend. So I made a video while the steak was sous-viding. And then I put all the sides in the oven. And I had bought ciabatta bread. So I put that in the oven. Brushed a little olive oil on it. And then my parents came over around 7:15. We ate dinner. Everything turned out good. It was a nice dinner. My mom was able to eat everything, which is always precarious because my mom has IBS, or she has something wrong with her stomach. And I think anything they don't know how to diagnose when it comes to stomach, they just call IBS. So she has an upset stomach all the time, and she always has to be careful about what she eats. But for some reason, occasionally she can have a steak, and she really likes steaks. So, or soft things like mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, things like that. And so we did that, and then we played a game. The Phase 10, which we were talking, that Mark and I had played, we played Phase 10 with my parents. We weren't able to get all the way through Phase 10. I didn't time it right. I didn't realize how long it was going to take with four people. With Mark and I, we can get through all 10 phases in about an hour to an hour and a half. But with four people, it took us longer than that. So we weren't able to finish. Gosh, I didn't even get through the whole weekend, and it's time to end the show. All right, well, I'll pick it up somewhere tomorrow. I probably won't even remember where I was, but I'll pick up the weekend tomorrow if I remember. For more episodes and information, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.